当当当当，酒馆重要通知，我们将在喜马拉雅平台再次开启直播，第二期 Pub Quiz 竞答之夜活动将在8月14号周三晚上8点半准时开始，来测一测你对酒馆节目的真爱程度。注意了，本次所有竞答题目的答案全部隐藏在酒馆音频节目的近50期，也就是229集到278集里，你可以重温酒馆有趣内容的点滴，更可以连线上麦参与直播答题，并有机会获得包括精选红酒在内的丰厚奖品和神秘福利。记好时间，我们周三8月14号晚上在酒馆不见不散。咨询请联系小助手，微信是 LULUXJG2LULU 是露露， XJG 是小酒馆的拼音首字母最后一个数字 2LULUXJG2， 我们在酒馆等你。 Now on with the show. Hello again and welcome back to Britain under the microscope. 欢迎你回到闲话英文。 Hello 安兰。
Hello everybody.
最近呢，酒馆团队里的一个小伙伴 Misha，So she was playing this game, and she said this game is filled with old English. 就这个游戏里面有很多的对白，好像是中世纪的这种古英文。So she found it quite difficult to understand.、
Mm-hmm.
So first question for you, Anlan, is how different is this old English from modern English? Is it the same as the Chinese 古文 and 现代文?
It's not quite the same as 古文 and modern Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, in Misha's case, the game that she was playing was actually probably a little bit closer to modern English.、
Mm.
There are a few noticeable differences, but if you're talking about more older English, so Anglo-Saxon, some of you might remember from our Epic Story of English episode,、
mm-hmm.
then that's a completely different language.
So the old English she was talking about in this game is probably more like medieval time, 更可能是中世纪的这种
Yeah, it's more kind of medieval or Tudor, Stuart. So you're probably looking about the 15th, 16th century.
所以今天的闲话英文里我们就来讲一个比较有文化的话题。我们来讲一下 Old English.
Yes.
It's always nice to learn a little bit about the basics. Like Anlan, you also learned a bit of 古文in Chinese.
Yes, I tried to learn 古文、before, and I really, really enjoyed it. It's very, very difficult.、
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that the difference between this type of English that we're going to be talking about、
mm-hmm.
is more thinking about that really famous Chinese TV show, 甄嬛传
Ah, so it's kind of like when we were watching 甄嬛传 and then、mm-hmm. we could understand it.But it's somewhat different from how people would speak today.
Yeah, yeah. So I had Chinese friends of mine who showed me their TV show. And you can probably understand most of it if you're a non-native speaker. But there are quite a few phrases or words that every Chinese person would probably understand, but wouldn't actually use in everyday conversation.
Okay, can't wait to learn some of the old English. First of all,Nowadays, the chances to see Old English is perhaps, I mean, perhaps in things like the Bible. 圣经里面会有些这种古文。
Yes. So the Bible is still written in an archaic form of English.
Archaic. A-R-C-H-A-I-C. It's not a very common word. It means old.
Yeah, it means old and no longer used.
Outdated.
Yes.
Apart from the Bible or Shakespeare,Where else can you see Old English?
Well, you can see it sometimes in advertising. You can see it in literature. And sometimes you can even see it in signs as well, like ye old.
Ah, ye old. Ye old. It's a bit like the old.
Yeah.
The old something, like ye old tavern. And old is spelled O-L-D-E.
Yeah.
老酒馆,历史酒馆. That's very common. You actually can see those.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, that's not actually Old English. That's just made up, that's just invented Old English.
Invented to look old.
Yeah.
We have similar things in Chinese as well. So let's start with some of the basics. For example, in Chinese, the Old Chinese, we have many different ways to say basic things like me or you.
Yeah.
For instance, you in Chinese, now we say 你, 您, but back in the days we have 如, 而, 君,And so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So are there any similar things in Old English?
Well, in Old English especially, English is one of the only European languages that doesn't have two ways of saying you.
Mm, That's true, because when I was learning French and German, they always had a polite or more distant you and a closer and more familiar you.
Yeah, English had the same. So what we used to have was thou.
T-H-O-U?
Yeah.
Was that the polite version?
Actually, that was the familiar way of saying you. So that's what you would say to friends and family.
Oh, that's the less formal version.
Yeah. And also, it's what you would say to God. So lots of prayers, they will still say thou.
So perhaps it's a familiarity with God.
Yeah.
所以现在不用了的这个古文的 thou, 实际上是更加类似于你，而现在的 you 更类似于您。
Yeah. So it's no longer used in modern English, except in some parts of Northern England, where they still use it as a dialect. They still say thou.
Okay. But sometimes when I'm reading some classical literature or relevant text,Instead of just seeing thou, I also see things like thee or thy. They seem to be you as well.
Yeah, thou is the subject.
这个是主语的你。
Thee is the object.
宾语的你。
Thy and thine are the possessives.
Oh, so this is like your.
Yeah.
Oh, so love you would be love thee.
Yeah.
And your house would be thy house.
Yeah, but if...The next word begins with a vowel, then it would be thine. So like thine apples.
Thine apples, thy house, and thy cat. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. And so what about e? Y-E?
Well, ye was the plural form of you.
The plural form?
Yeah.
你们?
Yeah. So remember that in English, we don't actually have a plural form of you anymore.
No.
And even though that now in European languages, they still have that. So, ye was the plural form, and you was the subject.
Okay, but these are just the pronouns. It also seems the verbs are different. 动词也会有变化。
Yeah, another thing about English as well is that verbs are a lot simpler than other European languages.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, in German, the verb...often changes the ending.
Verb changes in German is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Same as the conjugation, 这个动词变位 in French.
Yeah. In English, we only actually have two verb conjugations.
Do, does.
Yeah. Very simple. But in Old English, we have many more. So, for example, thou hast.
Let me guess. Have? Has?
Yeah. So, thou hast, it means you have. Thou dost.
Do.You do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thou art.
Oh, this I know. It's you are.
Yeah.
In the famous scene in the Shakespearean play, 莎士比亚的这个罗密欧朱丽叶里面就有一个很有名的台词是 Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Yeah.
Why are you Romeo?
Yeah. And for other verbs, it ends in E-S-T. So, thou walkest.
Thou walkest. So, E-S-T in Old English is not the superlative, 不是最高级。It's just another verb ending.
Yeah. And he, she, it, it wasn't an S, it was a TH.
So it's not makes, it's makes.
Maketh.
Oh, maketh. So, maketh.
So in English, we still have a famous saying, clothes maketh the man.
人靠衣装
Yeah.
Clothes maketh the man. It sounds like you're pronouncing it wrong.
Well, the TH sound, as many of you probably know, it's quite difficult in English to produce that sound.
Yeah.
And it's actually one of those sounds that was very common in English, now is becoming less common.
Perhaps people find it too difficult to pronounce themselves.
Yeah, so he maketh, she doth, it thinketh.
Still sounds strange to me. Sounds like you're lisping. I think we've covered the basics, but let's see some of the other archaic words that are used. So maybe when you watch like period dramas or like these historic shows, it's easier for you to understand.
Yeah. For example, one of the biggest differences, one of the words that you probably see the most is whence and whither.So, let's see some of the most commonly seen archaic words.
That you would see it in TV shows or movies.
A Jew.
A Jew just means goodbye.
Yeah.
But that's not English, that's French, no?
Yeah, but lots of French came into Old English. For example, you could say goodbye, or in Old English, bid thee adieu.
I bid thee adieu. So, T-H-E-E.
Yeah.
So I say goodbye to you.
Yeah.
向你拜别。And?
You can also say betwixt.
Betwixt. Between, like between?
It means between or interval.
I'm pretty good at it.
What about this one? Beseech.
Beseech is like ask or like request.
Yeah, but it's not just request. It's also kind of a little bit closer to beg. So it's something that you really want.
我祈求怎么怎么样。
Yeah. Another one that you might see as well is feign.
Feign I've seen. F-A-I-N.
Yeah.
Correct? I just don't know what that means.
It means I want to. So, for example, I feign would lie down.
I want to lie down.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, I always hear things like, especially in some of the comic sketches, sometimes people say, verily, or forsooth.
Yes, they just mean truly or indeed.
So it doesn't really carry any real meaning. It's just like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
The reason why I remember these two is because I studied translation.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one of the really famous translators back in the days, Yang Xianyi. So when he was translating the very famous 孔乙己, I'm sure you heard of that.
Mm.
So 孔乙己 said things like, 多乎哉不多也, 这种故意拽文的这种说法。And then Yang Xianyi translated it as, not much, verily, not much.Forsooth, to keep it with the archaic tone.
Yeah.
Which I thought was very smart.
No, it's a very, very good translation because verily, forsooth, you do hear it quite a lot and it's used in a slightly comic way now.
Mm-hmm. So we have covered some of the basics, the basic pronouns, the basic verbs, and we've also covered some of the commonly seen words and expressions.
Yeah.
To wrap it up, I still want to ask, do people still use...This type of English?
No. We don't use it in everyday speech. It's sometimes used in literature, it's sometimes used in poetry, or sometimes on TV, or just to be a bit funny.
They also use it at medieval fair. 这种中世纪,中世纪节。
Yeah.
For those of you who don't really know what medieval fair is, if you ever watched The Big Bang Theory, you'll see these guys, they went to medieval fairs quite a few times where they're dressed up.As historical figures, as medieval, like the old-timey figures.
Yeah. It's important is to remember that you shouldn't really use this type of language. It's not going to make your English sound any better.
It doesn't make you sound really smart. It just makes you sound a little bit strange and also perhaps a little bit pretentious.
Yeah. It's a little bit like if I started speaking Chinese, but I started to sound like an emperor. If I started to speak like Qianlong or Kangxi, it's kind of that sort of...quite bizarre, understandable, but if I would say it like that, I'm trying to make a joke.
People in China now do use that in a jokey kind of way. They would say, 真怎么怎么样. So that's the same.
Yeah.
All right. So that ends our Old English 101. Hopefully you've learned some of the basics. And next time, if you watch specific types of TV shows or movies, or if you read certain books...You might understand a bit more.
Yeah. And hopefully for Misha, the member of our team, this has helped you a little bit in playing that game that you like so much.
Yep. Good luck on playing that game.
So on that note, we bid thee adieu.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.